We continue our learning of Le'ilu Nishmas David ben Menachem Munusheim Chaim Yaakov and Pinchas Aleo. We're in Shabbos Perek Vav Mishnah Yud. Yotzin bebeitas hachargol. Person is allowed to go out in Rosh Hashanah with a locust's egg. This was used, people were hanging from their ear, and that was used as a remedy for an earache. That's considered acceptable, not considered carrying. Uveshein shual, the tooth of a fox, tooth of a live fox for someone who was very sleepy, a tooth of a dead fox for someone who wasn't able to sleep, but had insomnia. Uvemasmer minatzaluv, a nail from a gallows. Some say this was a remedy for if you had swelling on a wound, or maybe if you had a fever, a person would wear that around their neck. Umishum refuah, divrei Rabbi Meir. So all of things are for the purpose of refuah, for healing. Rabbi Meir says, therefore, these are acceptable for a person to wear because they serve a purpose. It's like a tachshit. V'chachamim omim. Not only can't you do this on Shabbos, but af becholas or mishum darkei ha'amori. This is a violation of chukosem lo seleichu, following the practices of the amorim. This is superstitious, and it's therefore against it's a Torah violation of the pasuk of following their ways. This is and that's the opinion of the chachamim. We follow the Tanakam and follow Rabbi Meir in this regard, and therefore anything that's effective healing that we find and doctors are able to attest to the fact that it is effective, so then that is acceptable, and we would not consider this darkei ha'emori. We begin the seventh parak called Klal Gadol. Klal Gadol Amru B'Shabbos. They set a general rule when it comes to Shabbos. We're going to be discussing the violation of Malacha on Shabbos B'Shogeg when a person is chayv one chatos or perhaps multiple chatos, sin offerings, for the violation. We mentioned in the past, a person who does the Isser of Shabbos is an Isser Kares, if without warning, Isser Skila with warning, and if it's done, that's B'mezid. If it's done B'Shogeg, you chayv a Karban Chatos. Karban Chatos always relates to an Isser Kares, and therefore we're going to see under what circumstances you chayv only one chatas, or maybe many. Klal amru gadol amru b'shabbos. Kol hashocheach ikar shabbos. Someone who forgot the ikar shabbos, the essence of shabbos. And we'll see what that means in a moment. Va'asa malachos harbe b'shabbosos harbe. And since he didn't know about shabbos, he did many malachos over many weeks. He's only chayv one carbon chata. So what is a person who shocheach ikar Shabbos? So there's a debate what this means. Some claim that this only refers to someone who once knew about the concept of Shabbos, the essence of Shabbos, but then forgot about it. He forgot about it completely. He learned about it when he was younger, when he was a little kid, and then completely forgot about it. Learned when he was bar mitzvah, forgot about it, and has been violating Shabbos for 10, 20 years already. So such a person, that's what it means, called HaShocheach Iker Shabbos. Shocheach assumes that he knew, and then he forgot. So such a person is chayav, since it's forgetfulness in this case, one helem is only chayev one karban chatas for this. And others claim this also includes a person who never knew about Shabbos at all. Say someone who's captured by non-Jews when he was younger, grew up amongst them, he converted to Judaism when he was living amongst non-Jews. So such a person never knew of Shabbos at all. And therefore, that which he violated, he could say that's ones. That's not even choking. Maybe he shouldn't be kai v'chai b'karban chatas at all. And others, this is a machlokas, and in Gemara and machlokas in the Rishonim, how to understand this Mishnah. So some would claim that only the former is what the Mishnah is speaking about. And others say, no, even the latter, even a case when you never knew about Shabbos at all, that is also someone who we can call a shocheach ikar Shabbos. Why? We can say he forgot. He didn't really forget. But you could say, no, forgot means that it's probably even someone who never knew of Shabbos, we can call him a shocheach as well. And therefore, such a person is chayav one karban chatas for all of the shabbosos, and over all of the malacha violations over many shabbosos in many years. Next case, category, hayodea ikar Shabbos. This is someone who knows about Shabbos. He knows about the essence of Shabbos, but he forgot this week. He forgot that it was Shabbos. He thought today was Sunday. V'asa malachos harbe b'shabbosos harbe. And he did many malachos over many shabbosos. Masos. So Chayev Al Kol Shabbos for Shabbos. You Chayev for each and every week, each and every Shabbos. So this week he thought it was Sunday, was really Shabbos. The next week he thought, I didn't realize it was Shabbos. I thought it was Tuesday. And this happened several times. So for each and every Shabbos, he is Chayev one Chatos. Why? Because this is one violation. This is where someone knew about Shabbos. He's just forgotten even the concept of Shabbos. But each and every week is considered a break along the way. Why is this different than the first case? So in the first case, we quote the pasuk as Shabbososai Tishmor. Shabbososai is plural. You observe my Shabboses. What does that mean? That comes to tell us that a person, even by observing a certain aspect of Shabbos, is as if he can observe Beni Shabbosos. So that implies that, let's say, you could have a person who can fail to observe even one aspect of Shabbos, and it's as if he failed to observe many, many Shabbosos, and such a person, and therefore we're going to view such a person as even though it's many, many Shabbosos that have passed, it's all one failure, all one Helen. But let's say you have this person in our case. So here we quote the pasuk Shamu b'nei Yitzchak as Shabbos. It's Shabbos in singular. And what does that mean? It means that there's a separate observance for each and every Shabbos. So we assume that it's unlikely that a person went through the week, the next week, and says, oh my gosh, and never remember that, by the way, you did melacha on Shabbos, you thought it was Sunday. We assume that each and every week a person is, someone who knows the Iker Shabbos, knows the essence of Shabbos, we assume that such a person, by sometime within the next week, he's going to, oh my gosh, I did melacha on Shabbos, I forgot. I didn't realize that I thought it was Sunday, but it was really Shabbos. So that's going to happen at some point. So therefore, each and every Shabbos is his own unit, and is a separate helem, is a separate forgetfulness, and therefore he's chayav a carbon chatas for each and every Shabbos in which this happens. Had yodea, last category, shehu Shabbos, a person knows that it's Shabbos, v'asa melachos harbe v'shabbosos harbe, then chayav al kol av melachu melacha. Person knows that it's Shabbos, and in many melachos, on many Shabbosos, but what happened was it was helem, it was where he knew it was Shabbos, but it was helem melachos. Here's a person wasn't aware that these activities were malachos. So he knows there's certain things they're not allowed to do on Shabbos. He knows you're not allowed to light a fire on Shabbos. But he didn't know you're not allowed to do borer, you're not allowed to sort out, you didn't know you're not allowed to trap, you didn't know you're not allowed to cook, or something like that. And he did several of those malachos. I know today's Shabbos. I know the classic things you're not allowed to do. I am not allowed to go to work on Shabbos. You know, certain things I'm not allowed to do. But other things he wasn't aware of these, I'm not allowed to sew, I'm not allowed to squeeze a grape. Didn't know any of these things. And he did several of these. He's chayav a korban chatos for each and every major category, primary category of malacha that he does. So that could be multiple chatos. And then the Mishnah concludes, ha'ose malachos harbe me'ein malacha achas. Person who does many malachos, but it is a reflection of one malacha, eino chayv el chatas echos, you only chayv only one chatas. What does that mean? So the even though there are 39 major categories of malacha of Shabbos, there are many toldos, there are many subcategories. Within the major category, let's say you speak of the major category of dush, of threshing, so we have squeezing a grape is a tolda, is a subcategory of dush. It's the same concept, the same theme, same constructive purpose, but it is a tolda. Now, a tolda is also an Isser D'oraisa. It's not a lower level malacha. It's still an Isser D'oraisa. But nonetheless, if I do the av malacha, I thresh wheat, and I do, and I squeeze a grape, so that is me'ein, that's where I'm doing me'ein malacha achas. I'm doing many malachos, but it is a reflection of the same. So that's what it's saying. Since the tolda is a derivative of the av, it's only one category of malacha that I am doing wrong. So that would be, and we'll take another case, a person, let's say, plants a seed, he sows a seed, and then he does something else. Let's say he prunes, which is zomer. So that's considered a toldo, or he waters the grass or something. So there, even though he did multiple activities, nonetheless, it's all me'ein malacha achas, so he'd be chayv only one carbon chatas for both of those activities.